Hello and welcome to the episode 63 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. A controversial remark, a Get Back mixing session, and film shooting work are among the things we will cover in today's episode. On the 4th of March 1961, the Beatles with Pete Best on drums returned at the Aintree Institute in Liverpool for yet another BK Promotions night. In 1962, the lads, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed at the Casbah Coffee Club in Liverpool. Moving on to 1963, we have another live show with an engagement at the Plaza Ballroom in St. Helens. This was the first time the Beatles were paid £100, about £2,110 in 2020 money, for a single booking, four times the amount they had received for their first performance in this venue on the 25th of June 1962. That's a 300% increase in little more than 8 months, or a 37% increase per month. Not bad at all. In 1964, the Beatles were on the set of A Hard Day's Night for their third day of filming. Today, they filmed the Hey Mister, Can We Have Our Ball Back scene, with the train stopping at Crowcombe Heathfield Station in Somerset, allowing the Beatles to run and cycle alongside the slow-moving train, provoking an older, difficult fellow passenger played by Richard Vernon. Meanwhile, between 10 and 11 a.m., George Martin produced a mono mix of I Call Your Name to be used in North American markets for the Long Tall Sally EP and the Beatles' second album. Martin worked from Abbey Road Studio 3 for the occasion. More filming in 1965, with the Beatles completing the work on Victoria Beach, Rose Island, Bahamas. Two events worth of notice in 1966. First of all, the Yesterday EP was released in UK, containing four songs from the Help album: Yesterday, Act Naturally, You Like Me Too Much, and It's Only Love. Each Beatle had a lead vocal on the EP, something a bit unusual for one of their non-album releases in 1966. The second noticeable event of the day was one that would bear significant future consequences for the band. Today's London Evening Standard newspaper published an article in a series called How Does a Beatle Live? The article, written by Maureen Cleave, focused on John Lennon, and it was unremarkable, just like the others featuring Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, apart from one detail. Lennon was quoted on many subjects: his restlessness, his interest in Indian music, and his reading habits. John said that he was currently reading about religion, and that he was convinced that, and I quote, "Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue about that. I'm right, and I'll be proven right. We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. Jesus was all right, but his disciples were thick and ordinary. It's them twisting it that ruins it for me." The article didn't stir any controversy in Great Britain. With church attendance in decline, secularization of the British society, and a number of attempts by all local churches to transform their image to become more relevant to modern times, John's remarks were accepted for what they were: a commentary on the state of religion in his own country. In fact, don't take my word for it. You can read the article in its entirety scrolling down the Beatles interviews page linked in this episode description. The matter had a different outcome when the quote surfaced in an American publication, as we will see in episode 210, 218, and 223 of What a Fab Day. Another interview on the 4th of March 1969, with George Harrison talking with David Wigg in George's Apple office. The interview was broadcasted in two BBC Radio 1 Seen and Heard shows, the first on the 8th of March between 1 and 2 p.m. and the second on the 12th of April at the same times. George started playing down the rumors and the importance of his walking out of the Get Back sessions, denying that it was due to an argument with John Lennon. Answering a question about future projects for films and concerts by the band, George made the priorities clear. Before planning anything else, they had to sort out the financial problems at Apple, stating that they would happily record again in the Apple basement studios. The band never actually used the studios again after the completion of the Get Back sessions. Talking about Get Back, Glyn Johns had a session today at the Olympic Sound Studios, working on the 8-track tapes of the Get Back project. He had received the tapes from the Beatles at some point in the previous 3 days, with the request of hammering an album out of the recordings. Johns had free hand on the material, and no Beatle was involved with the editing or the production of the tentative master takes for the Get Back album during most of this stage of the production. This concludes this episode of What a Fab Day. If you want to help me producing an even better free product, please visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out what you can do. Please be fab. No donation is too small, and no shared link is unwelcomed. Tomorrow, the Beatles will record a single and a couple of pieces that will lay dormant for a while. But we will talk about that tomorrow. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.